Blog Talk Radio.
Can you feel it? Can you feel it?
Should I call this, Trees? Afternoon or evening? I think I'm going to go with evening.
Can I? Yeah, let's go evening.
Let's go evening. All right. Today, I'm going to dedicate this show to, excuse me.
Today,
I'm gonna dedicate
I got you, bro. Today, you guys, we are going to dedicate today's show, Kale's Corner, to Reese's mother. What's her name, Kale?
Jackie Washington Williams.
Miss Jackie Washington. We need all prayers, you guys, for Kale and Reese at this moment. We need all prayers, please. We need everybody to be in good spirits. We need everybody to just take a couple of moments out of their day and time to think of Kale and Miss Reese at this moment. We're coming to you with sad hearts, and we don't want to, you know, put a whole damper on the show, but we have sad hearts, you guys. We're coming to y'all with sad hearts today. Out Thursday for Friday. Kale, you okay?
Yeah, I'm straight. I'm straight. Thank you, baby. Thank you. That's why I love my co-host. You understand me? On today's episode, you guys, we're in the second half of the NBA season. So I want to know, which team do you guys believe has really, seriously, set themselves up to in the best position to win it all? I ain't talking about winning a series. I ain't talking about winning a game or two, but win it all. You know, who stands out to you? And we haven't even finished the second half. It's like 24 more games left, and pronostications are already going out for the NBA offseason. Trade rumors beginning to heat up. Players like Zion Williamson and, come on, help me out, Trees. What's his last name, Dave?
Williamson?
No, your point guard.
Dusamu.
Hey, listen, y'all, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to tell y'all a bright
spot.
I call Tree. It was funny. It was so funny. But I called Tree yesterday to talk to her about what I have read. You know, that I read DuSable was one of the guys that the Wizards were targeting this offseason. Treats went off on me, y'all.
Hey, look, I ain't talking about this off on me. Treats got petty with it, yeah. Look, we was like 15 minutes in after I told her the news I read, and she just was like, she would not let it go. She came back at me and was like, just like, you know, because I was talking about Montrezl Harrell and how it hurt me that he was traded. And Trees brought that point back up to me again, and it was so funny, y'all.
What he's leaving out is he said that he's been through what I'm supposedly, with my quotations, my little air quotations, supposedly going through in this off season, right? So he said he's been through it, that he'll hold my hand and walk me through it, right?
I'm
going to return the favor.
That is what friends do. I'm trying to tell her, listen, as a Wizards fan, man, every off season, I am upset over something happening. And this, after this off season, I was kind of happy, y'all. I was okay because I understood, you know, thing that went on, and I was even happy about the things that went on. So, you know, for them to turn and trade For them to turn and trade Montrezl Harrell, it was crazy for me. It was just like, damn, the minute I started enjoying my team, understanding the moves they're making and loving them, they're going to do something that I despise. So it was just funny. It was, and I reminded Tree that, you know, about life for us Wizards fans, where we traded our whole championship team away to Detroit and their Bears actually won the championship. So, we're going to get into all of that. But I'm telling y'all, it was so funny. It was so funny. Talks are heating up on NFL players that will be moving or changing teams during this offseason. I know the things that I've heard. I want to hear what you all have heard when it comes to this this merry-go-round called the NFL this offseason, you guys, again, I don't want to put a damper on things, but I want you guys to, like Ms. Tree said, keep me and my family in prayer. My wife's mom, you know, really took a turn for the bad, and they're not expecting her to make it, so... I want to tell you, I love you, Mom. I love you. I love you. I appreciate everything that you've been and every precious memory she gave me. Real quick, I remember one New Year's. The old saying is black folks eat a pot of black eyed peas for New Year's. To give yourself prosperous New Year, you eat black eyed peas New Year's Eve. That at 1 o'clock strikes 12. Well, Mom cooked the black eyed peas and she put them in a bowl and was running around and giving them to all the kids. And every child she gave it. She burned
her
because of bees. And those kids was like, I mean, it was funny. And she did not care. She was like, we're going to eat these black eyed peas. We're going to give our family some good luck. And the kids, and all the adults fixed their own bowl. So we had time to let it sit, cool, put some salt in it and all that good stuff. But the kids, she knew that they would not eat without some coaxing. So she got a bowl of beans and walked around
and was giving all the kids black eyed peas out of this bowl, and they were piping hot. You understand me?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the adults, we had a couple of drinks and some libations. Yeah, I'm talking about. And it just made it all the more funny, you know what I mean? Just watching those kids react to a mouthful of hot beans, you know what I'm saying? So, yes, I got to say, moms, I love you, and I really appreciate those memories. And during this show, I'm going to not bring the spirits down. We're going to keep the spirits going high as possible. But I'm going to play songs that I know she loves. All right, so y'all deal with me. Mima, call Marvin and tell Marvin to get on Kale's Corner. All right, Mima stopped me early this morning. Mima stopped me early this morning and said, Kale, don't forget to call me. But I didn't know, you know, that I would get that phone call today. So it slipped my mind. Mima, forgive me. You and Marvin, forgive me. But call Marvin, if possible, and tell him we on. All right, 563-999-3782, 563-999-3782. When we come back, Lady T's going to take this thing over, and we're going to discuss the NBA second half. We'll be back in a moment. My boogie shoes. Go ahead, Treat.
I knew you was going to start singing. So we're going to... I knew you was. So what we're going to do is we're going to try to, you know, bring the spirits up just a little tad. I just want y'all to keep killing. And Reese, First Lady Reese, that's what we're going to call her, First Lady, Miss Reese.
That's yourself.
And look, we're going to put on our boogie shoes and we're going to keep it moving. We're going to talk about the NBA right now, you guys. We're going to talk about the NBA. What you guys want for your team and what you don't want for your team. And then we're going to talk about some other things that happen in the NBA. So I'm going to start out by saying, Kill, I think that IU is not going anywhere. Let me just first say that. I'm just going to say it. I'm just going to say it. Okay?
Okay?
He's not going anywhere. And I don't know how to spell anywhere, but he's not going anywhere. Okay?
Oh, my goodness.
And I'm going to say this also. Period. And I'm not spelling it either. Period.
Oh, my
goodness. Okay? Those are two new words that we're going to enter into the dictionary.
Okay.
Okay? And
I want my team,
because we only got, like you said, there's a couple of more games left, because we played more games before the All-Star than we did in previous seasons. You agree?
Okay. I figured it was something like that, you know, because I was like, how we had 24 games left already? So we did play more games this year. Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm with you.
Yeah.
I'm with you.
Okay, so I'm not – okay, so good. I'm not the only one. So we play more games because we got less games now after the All-Star when it normally be more games.
Mm-hmm.
So when we look good, we in third place. So we added Tristan Thompson, so another big man. So because, you know, Patrick Williams is still out. So we had to get another big man to go with Vooch.
So
we
are you happy about that for real, yeah?
I'm not, but what can I do about it, though?
Yeah, true that, true that.
I can sit over here and be pouting and be mad and be fussing, but it still ain't gonna, get him traded. It's gonna be hot to feed me and the rest of the world saying it. You know, but a lot of people say it's a good pickup, but me personally, I don't think it's a good pickup. I mean, it was just so many other people we could have picked up. So, we're here. We have him. He's on the team. Now all we have to do is pray that he do his job, and he do his job at an elite level. That's all I can wish for at this moment. Because we look good. We're in third place, and we only, a half a game behind first place.
Right.
And we got 25 games left, so we got enough time to be number one if we wanted to. We was number one this whole time until Zach LaVine got hurt.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's one thing I will say about Chicago that I've seen myself compliment.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen fight in Chicago that I'm not going to say that it wasn't there, but let's just say it's more apparent now, and you can see it without even looking for it. The tough, gritty,
absolutely,
do what you got to do team that everybody thought Chicago would be in season past, it's like I see that in them now. I see that these guys are putting in and showing up. So, you know, kudos to you guys, you know. Everybody in the NBA wants that from their team when it boils when it boils down and get close to whatever is going on. You know, you want your team to be one of those teams named in the thick of things. And third, that's not a bad place to be, for real.
No,
third is not a bad place at all. All right, let's go to the phones, Lady T. Let's go to the phones. Let's see what my man Lou talk about. Hey, Lou, what's happening, bro?
Hey, Lou.
Hey, Cal. How are you? Prayers are going out.
I appreciate that. I appreciate that, brother. Thank you so much.
I still don't like this deal. I still don't like it. I mean, we're getting a bum. You know, Harden's going across the river. I mean, across the turnpike to Philadelphia. I don't like it at all. I think we're gonna be up the creek without a paddle.
You're back to calling. What's the name? Ben Simmons? You're back to calling Ben Simmons a bum? No,
a
Lou.
Bum.
I thought we changed your mind on all of that, man.
They thought more than changed my mind. Sorry.
Okay. Well, I mean, hey, you're entitled. You are entitled.
I was
going
to say, yeah, he's entitled, but we don't agree, but he entitled.
Okay. It's fine.
I mean, what
do you expect from a guy that hasn't played all year? I mean, he did nothing for the game. He's got to, do some magic for the Nets. Please, I mean, after this 11-game losing streak we've been on, we're going to need a lot more than him.
And he's fresh. Like you said, he ain't hurt. He ain't beat up. He ain't nothing. He's fresh meat.
Not yet.
He's good to go.
He's not a good player. I mean, the Sixers were a good team, but he is not a good player. I never liked it from the beginning.
Okay. Oh, I mean, I can't change the way you feel about that, man. I can't. That's how you feel. I can't change the way you feel about that, man, at all.
Well, yeah. It's going to take a lot more to convince me.
Exactly.
I don't know, Lou. I look at it like, and this is just my opinion,
I look at it like you guys are actually in a great position with Ben State because, you know, you're going to have a guy coming in your team, like Tree said, he hasn't been overworked, you know. At the end of the day, it's basketball, and he is a specialist at basketball, and he's going to do exactly what you guys need. You have Kyrie Irving. You have Kevin Durant. So all you needed was a facilitator. All you needed was someone that don't mind, that wants to come into your team and be everything that you need. He's going to be everything that you guys want him to be, and there'll be no clapback, no residuals, no anything that'll cause separation. You got to be a man. I don't know. Me personally, if Ben Simmons was coming to the Wizards, I'd be happy about it. I'd be happy as I don't know what about it. And especially if they would have made a Ben Simmons for Bradley Beal trade, I'd love it. I'd love it. You know? So,
I don't know about my team because I don't know who we would have had to give up. So I would have been a little bit like, wait a minute, hold on now. Wait a minute, who we giving up for this dude? You know, because we gelling right now. So I'm like, who you about to break? You about to break up the team?
Right.
And then
now, because
he got to be worked in. You see what I'm saying? Like, he got to be worked in and fit in.
Right.
So our
right.
team already gelling together. So why break that up for me?
True.
For my team.
True. And it goes to say he's going to have to be worked into any team that he goes through. He's going to have to be worked into any system. But the way that I think we all can look at the way the New Jersey Nets play ball, I feel like that's right up his alley, man. I feel like that's right up his alley. And the fact of his size and the ability to cover more than one position, hey, man, that's gold mine, man. That's a gold mine. But, hey, Luke, if that's how you feel, that's how you feel, bro.
That's my story. I'm sticking to it.
I don't know about the man being a bum, though. Can we call it the bum down, though? Because, I mean, you know, he did make the league. You just say he's not a good player. Can we agree that he's not a bum, but he's just not a good player? Can we agree to say that?
I'll give you that. All right, not a bum, but he is far from a good player. He is nowhere near a good player.
I can take that. What can we do about it? That's his opinion. We've more than pumped Ben Simmons up here on Kale's Corner. Talking about when Joel Embiid was not in the game, it was Ben Simmons that got the New Jersey Net. I mean, the Philadelphia 76ers
through.
You know,
absolutely
Held
him down.
You know, so let's take my man, my brother Tang call. Tang, what do you have to say about this here, bro?
What's up, Tang?
Kale's Corner family, how y'all doing today? Much love and respect always. Hey, look,
Ain't nothing like a wife, dog. Go ahead. I didn't get down.
They always did when we need them, right?
Oh, man.
No good.
If you don't know, my man,
Lou, I know he's a Cowboys fan, and I ride with him all day long, but I don't know what my man Lou talking about with Ben Simmons. And like you said, if he was coming here, I would definitely be happy. But you know, it's definitely a little thing. But I think before it's all over with, Lou gonna say, man, y'all know what? Ben Simmons, all right.
Yeah.
That would say.
And look, and even if Ben Simmons do good, I think Lou is the type of man he would say he was wrong.
Yeah, he would.
So
if and when the time comes.
So, exactly. So it's all good.
Or when and if.
And I'm sorry too. I should have started off with saying, you know, my prayer is sent to this mom, Miss Reese, and much love to the family, and we're gonna get through this. We all gonna get through it.
Yes.
No doubt.
No doubt.
I appreciate that.
Good
I appreciate
yes,
that,
sir.
Bro. And I'm more than sure that my Reese cup appreciates that as well, man. You know?
Exactly.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So what? This
what you think for your team? Yeah. What you think your team would need?
I'm just getting on because I was a little busy. I was dealing with the grandkids, right? So I'm trying. I'm just getting on. Which team are you talking about? The Cowboys?
No.
You talking about the
Bullets? We're talking about basketball.
And because we need so much, I'm gonna try to ask you to break it down and categorize it. You know, but. Let's keep it to a minimum because I'm gonna keep it to a minimum, bro.
Yeah. I promise.
And y'all don't realize, I just hope
on Friday that Porzingis play and we can see what happens.
Right.
In the off season, if we go after Big Zion, that'd be a good plus for us. And we're going to see what happens right there because we have Porzingis for 2 years. So he's already on the team. We just got to hope he's durable and stay healthy. And, you know, I think they're going to be all right. Because one thing for sure is, like we already know, Bradley Beal, the ball is in his court. And if we want to get something for him, we need him to be here for the start of next year's season. Because if he walk away, we're going to get nothing for him. I'm down with
That's
it.
That's right.
He might be trying to hold out his injury. Whether we get something in return or not, this team is going to regret letting this punk named Bradley Beal hold the team hostage.
And you know what else I heard too? Him and Tommy Shepard tight, man. So you might be right. And I heard that the other day they said Tommy Shepard might be a little too tight with Bradley Beal right now.
Wow.
And you might be right, bruh, because I heard that. And they might regret that.
Let that sizzle in your brain.
Yeah, I heard.
Anytime you are a GM, a front office worker, you don't want to get tight with players, man. You're not supposed to. Yes.
Exactly.
Yes. So, you know, like you say, Tony, we'll see the end result to that. You know, but I'm going to jump out there and say now that's not going to be a good thing. It's not going to be a good thing at all. And this is why, think about it. This is why we've had the problems that we've had as far as the Wizards/Bullets go, because guys feel slighted, when you feel like you running the team and the team owes you something.
You
and,
the shit.
And,
oh,
and,
my bad.
Oh, wait, oh,
yeah.
Wait a minute.
But, hey,
my bad. My
wait
bad.
Wait a minute.
I'm with it. God, that's why Bill and John Wall couldn't get along. As talented
yeah.
as they were, they could not
too many
get along.
In
because,
the
exactly. Exactly. Not
right.
enough Indians. Not enough
exactly.
Indians, and nobody.
And I,
please, no one call the no one call the FAA on me because I use Indians. You know what I'm saying? That you know,
FCC.
We're gonna let that one slide. You know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, with our world trying to be so proper now and
okay,
and
man, you didn't got canceled out here.
You don't know. They send me a letter. But
okay.
Yeah. But I really feel that Bill feels he is irreplaceable.
Mm-hmm.
The sugar honey iced tea, as Tang just said, you know,
yeah.
And the team
I'm
has
make sure
no
I remember
place
that.
In that. We have no place. the team has no place for that. You know what I mean? So,
right.
You know,
right.
I am of the mindset, and hear me out, guys.
Mm-hmm.
Dump it all and start over, man. Dump it all and start over.
It ain't nothing coming out the draft though, really.
Right, I was about to say that, and then, but Kale, when you become unteachable, that's when you know it's not, you guys do away with that person, because everybody is teachable. You understand what I'm saying? Because Bill thinks he's like you can't tell him that. You know what I'm saying? Like you can't tell him that.
It do seem like that.
So
when
a person gets to that point in their life. They mama can't tell them nothing, like slow down, and they listen to their mama and actually slow down. You gotta let that dog go, cause that dog it need to cross the street real fast. Like you need to let that dog go.
Right. I agree.
You do nothing with a person that know everything.
And that's true. That's true. But one thing we do know is Tommy Shepard ain't never failed. So let's just hold on, y'all.
Facts.
Well,
that's facts.
Well, yeah. But, are you here to build a team or make Bill happy? You know,
build a team because I believe that Tom, like you say, we don't know, and that's just my speculation. But I know Zion going to be out there free because I know the New Orleans is definitely getting rid of him. He's gone.
Yeah,
and he's going to be a splash for somebody. And I believe that we need three. That'll be three there, bro. That'll be our three. Because we don't have none right now but Bradley Beal. If the only person we have on there that's a star is Bradley Beal, and now we got Porzingis. If he can stay healthy, we know he'll be a star. We still need another. We still need another one to do anything in this NBA league right now. So I feel everything you and Miss T saying, but I'm just going to go with my man Tommy because I'm just going to see what he do because he always do the right thing since he been up there in the league, man. That's just what I'm going to do.
Okay. Well, all we can do now is ride it out.
That's all we can do. Yeah. Because we need three. We can't keep on breaking the team up and not having nothing. We're going to stay below every year.
Nothing.
If we break the team up, what stars going to be there? Going to win without no stars.
You get broken up, you know.
But thank you, Lou. Y'all just got broke up. So you talking about doing it again? That means y'all don't ever want to win.
Exactly. We're not doing nothing right.
That means y'all
don't
ever want to win. Y'all too busy, keep rebuilding. And ain't never going to get to the point that you need to be at. Because you're so busy.
Yeah, but
with these little blocks, these little knickknacks that keep falling off, the cracks and cracks and cracks. You want everything perfect.
But when you at the crap table, you got to keep rolling until you hit that number, man.
And that's true.
And
you're right. You're right.
To not take that chance is putting your team in a failure position. You know what I mean?
Right.
So you got to take that chance.
But, Kale.
So you got smart talk. But the position we in, bro, I'm just talking about the position we in, he's being smart as could be. You need Bradley Beal to be here so we can get something if he worth something next year. He's hurt.
Right.
He's not worth
right.
nothing. We're not going to get nothing for him. That's just what it is. We got that dice we re-rolling, it's going to have to roll just like that. It ain't going to roll no other way until we see what Bradley Beal do next year. Hopefully he'll be on the team. So if Tommy
right.
says, okay, he's balling, let me go get a splash and do something in the middle of the year around this time
mm-hmm.
next year. But other than that, it's nothing we can do. We're going to keep going in the same circle and coming back to this if I'm on this corner every Tuesday and Thursday, and I'm going to be on here.
Right. Oh, man. As long as it's a corner, you're going to be on it.
I'm going to be here, too.
I'm with you. It's time to bring another routine. Out Huckleberry. What's up, Huck?
Come on, Huckleberry, bro.
All right. What's happening?
What's up, 57?
What's up, 57? Nothing much, sis. What's up, everybody? Tay, Kale.
What's
hey,
up,
Ron?
Go.
Lou.
Hey.
Now, Ron ain't here.
Ron ain't here?
Yeah.
I was getting ready
to go down the list. I'm glad y'all stopped me, boy. I was going to be calling everybody's name. John, Peter, Paul.
Mary.
Yeah, man. I was going to go. Look, I'm with Tang, man. It's, you know, whatever's going to make us stop doing the same thing over and over again. And I mean, we don't even get mentioned in the top 10 to even make the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I'm looking at the list and I'm like, do they think we're out of the league or something? They don't even mention us. You know, it stops at number 10.
Get on my nerves.
I mean, but sis, look at it, though. Sis, do they really? I had to pull the whole league up the other night to make sure the Bobcats were still in the league.
He's speaking gospel, you know. We can't deny it.
But y'all number 11, though. Listen, y'all number 11. Yeah, it's 1, 2, 3 games
11.
In between. Hold on. The Wizards is number 11 in the standings, right? They number 11.
Uh-huh.
Y'all only 1, 2, 3, 4 and a half games back from 8. And it's 24
okay.
games left. You see what I'm saying? So y'all not
uh-huh.
sure of it.
I see what you're saying. After the All-Star break.
I see exactly what she's saying.
I didn't have no confidence for your team. I'm just saying.
I like that, though. I see where you're going. I like that.
And we always say.
Because I don't want y'all to win because I'm a Bulls fan.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I'm married into it. So, I mean, I'm going to like somebody what's going on with it. I can't help it. I'm married to it.
Right.
Hey,
you know?
And like we always say, you wait till the All-Star break. And, you know, and if you close to 500 or at 500, at the All-Star
right.
break, you still got a chance. Our
and
problem
y'all
is, though.
27-31. Y'all love that
sis, I ain't going to dispute you, but we snake bit, though, sis. Look at us.
We can't
get nothing in the draft pick.
Seven.
I'm just telling it the way it is. We can't get nothing in the draft pick. We can't
right.
get
right.
above 9 in the standings, and we can't get no
right.
good players to come here and play for us. Come on.
Right.
That ain't safe, bitch.
What
is it?
57. You was right
about
that.
Go ahead, sir.
One thing.
What's
you
that?
You also always seem to trade away good, a good piece, a good piece. Montrezl Harrell was a great piece, man.
Yes, he was.
I'm holding your hand, Kim. I'm still holding your hand.
Be quiet. Montrezl Harrell didn't go to Dallas. You know what I mean? So he and Porzingis could have played on the same damn team together.
Yep.
And then we wouldn't even have to bother with the Pillsbury Doughboy. You know what I mean? And Zion Williamson. Come on, man. Let's keep it real. Why is New Orleans ready to give up on Zion Williamson already?
Come back to
because
the
he can't stay out the Creole Kitchen.
Yeah, he can't.
You can't stay out the Creole Kitchen, man.
What's that? Maybe you remember, Kale. What's the guy that used to play for us? They called him Hot Plate Williams. Y'all remember him? Ate himself out of the league.
Yeah.
Could not control his weight. Ate himself out of the league.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
He was good, too, sis. He was good.
Wow.
But he couldn't put that plate down.
Not the plate.
That's what got...
The food was better.
Was better.
He didn't do drugs.
He wasn't a bad guy. He just could not stop eating.
And listen, that's an easy problem to have when you're a millionaire. You got money to buy anything you want to eat. You're going to eat, you're going to eat more unhealthy than you do healthy. That's just the way things go. You know, that's just the way things go. And I'm telling you, Tang, I don't want him here. I'm just going to be honest. I don't want Zion Williamson here. I don't want somebody who's going to be another project or we're going to have to cross our fingers and hope with. I want someone who I'm telling you, man, I'm like you, Lou. Certain days I'm okay. Because I'm never okay with Montrezl Harrell being gone. So
one thing about that, what you want and hoping to cross, we got to wish for that for every athlete that comes to the Chocolate City, my brother. Because when they get here, I'm going to tell you, they get corrupt. They might be balling.
It's an eye-opener.
But when they get here, you got to hope that they can stay focused, man. That's what it means. I'm telling you. If they can stay out the club.
What people don't realize.
But they can't
help
that.
Tell
them,
Tang.
When they come here, they be done. I already know. They be done.
There's so much stuff here.
Every city has.
There's so much stuff here, bro.
I know that.
That they can't concentrate.
Hey, bro. Every city does. Every city does. But it ain't nothing like D.C. And they tell you
that. Pretty girls. Hey, listen. When I was in Fort Sill at Oklahoma, we went to clubs down there. There were clubs that I thought I was in D.C., okay? In Fort Sill, Oklahoma, dog. So that taught me one
thing.
When I was in the military, I've been to clubs that are just like DC clubs. I saw women that were just as pretty as the women in DC clubs. And I'm not talking about New York. I'm not talking about New Jersey. I'm not talking about Miami. I'm not talking about LA. I'm talking about Oklahoma, dog. So that's
right.
For me. There's clubs everywhere. There's clubs
Columbia,
everywhere.
South Carolina, bruh. South Carolina.
Yeah.
Some of the prettiest women in the world.
I understand what you're saying. When they come here
them
to
cornbread fed women.
When
yes, sir.
Wait a minute. And I ain't talking about when they come to that right there. I'm talking about everybody. When they come here, they be like, I'm staying.
Yeah, collard greens over here.
Yes, sir.
Don't get me wrong.
Yes, sir.
You was in Oklahoma, and I know every city, just like you said. I ain't been to every city, but just like it's a ghetto everywhere. I know it's going to be popping everywhere in the world. But it's no place like here, bro.
Man, look, can if y'all mind me saying something, like Tang just said, I was in the Army, and the Army that sent me all over the United States, TDY. Mm-hmm. You know, that was my job. So every major city I feel like I done been in. Ain't nothing like D.C. Ain't nothing like D.C. Ain't nothing like it. When you come back and you see that monument and you getting ready to land, you like, oh, man, back in D.C. Ain't nothing like it.
Yeah. I mean, I've been Dorothy and clicked my heels too. You know what I mean? So I understand what. Come on, Rob. What's up, bro? What's your piece of this conversation?
Man, I'm hearing you talking about the McArts. Corbin McArt.
You know.
No, the lady was saying that, we number 11 in the conference, but we can make a run. We can make a run and make the playoffs. And, probably being the seventh game series against the Bulls and beating them.
Ron, you done made two major faux pas. In 10 seconds, you said the lady and not Lady T, and you pit us against her Bulls. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
You trying to stop something, bro. You trying to stop something, man.
I'm sorry. I got to get my Captain Jack on.
I got to get my Cavs shoes on.
Don't put out the belt on me. Watch out now.
Okay, then.
I missed part of the conversation.
563-999-3782. Let's give Lady T a little bit of time to cool down, y'all. We'll be right back.
Don't this hit make my people wanna hug? 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 Don't this hit make my people wanna
hug? You better watch out. Be bringing the cops out. Come on, street soldiers is ringing the cops out. Short circuit and blacking the blocks out. Now open up the garage and pull the drops out. Rocking the fur coat, bringing the blue fox out. Light up the block, bringing the blue rocks out. While until all of my crew knocks out. Come on, get your ass up on the floor. Throw your hands if you want some more. Baby, wiggle your child. And peep the way we be blowing them spots out. Come on, look how we got them ready to act out. Girl, I'm ready to get the twist in your back.
Let's
out.
Go.
Come on,
drink yak till I'm falling out.
Yeah, flat on his back. Now watch your brother crawling out. Come on.
That Buster.
What's up, son?
See them girl rolling. And it look like.
Come on.
They're just fooling.
Oh, yeah, I see I'm getting big
but
now.
But if your man baby sitting, then what you gonna say?
You
gonna tell that brother?
That's a kabosh, yeah.
You gonna tell that brother?
That's a kabosh, yeah.
Everybody singing now.
That's a kabosh, yeah.
Kabosh, yeah. Hey. And keeping up, I told you guys that throughout the show, I'd be playing songs from Mom's, her Earth Day. And I remember one family cookout, man, they put that song on. You talk about somebody getting up and partying. You hear me? Mom's cut a rug on that dough. Patrick Gavassier. You know?
But Kale, look, when you played the song, I'm online. So when you played the song, I'm looking like he seems to play the songs from, for his mama. He's gonna play that song. So I said, okay, let's roll with it. I'm rolling with his mama, right? And then when you just said that's what made so much more sense. So that I love it.
I'm trying to tell you, man, our family cookouts was epic. I'm trying to tell you, man.
Okay.
Our family cookouts were epic. The family friends and The family themselves, man, forget about it. It was a party every time. You hear me? Every time. Trees, did you hear about this female fight on what is that thing called, man? Hey, what is that thing called, Trees? Who?
MMA or UFC?
MMA. It was UFC. It was UFC.
Okay.
Forgive me, y'all. Forgive me. I forgot the lady's name, but I YouTubed it and watched pieces of it, and it's like the more I watch this UFC with women, I'm just against it. It's hard for me to get with it, you know.
I like it.
It just ruins. It goes against everything that I feel women should be. You know,
right.
And I know we're living in a world now where everybody can do anything, and we're not judging people by sex, by color, by height, dimensions, or none of that. I understand
right.
that,
and we should.
Because they're matching these women up with women of similar stature. But
exactly. It's a brutal part that you don't like. Yeah.
Yeah, I just can't stand the brutality, sis. I can't.
Yeah.
I can't. I know a lot of people will say, well, you're being a chauvinist. It's not that I'm trying to be a chauvinist. It's just,
well, just wait
it's
out,
hard
Kim.
For me
just
to.
Just how you get around it. You don't even got to say that you're not a chauvinist or none of that. Just be like, look, that's my personal opinion. This is how I feel. Mm-hmm. I don't care how you want me to feel or none of that. Your personal feelings are just that, your personal feelings. This is how I feel about it, ma'am, sir. Thank you. And, you know, that's how you work
well,
it.
When I was a kid and I was out there getting my butt whipped, the women were standing around looking at me. They ain't feel bad. So I'm going to sit.
You ain't no girl.
Same here.
You know?
Yeah.
Did nobody say that's the, well, I'm saying the same. They didn't matter. They grew up to be women. Hey,
how did I know?
Hey, sis.
I stand with my Huckleberry.
Would be on the same page. You know,
exactly.
How did I know Ron 57 would be on the same page, man?
Hey, man, 007-57, they just go hand in hand.
I cannot. Stop it.
I know that's right, bro. Hey, look, only difference back then, they ain't had a phone you could record.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, true.
Bro, we'd have been YouTube like a mug. Hey, look, I was the guy that when the dust, I was the guy crawling from the dust, somebody reaching, pulling back in there. I'm trying to get away.
For real.
You trying to get away?
Yes, sir.
Hey,
you
know what?
I want no fighter, dog.
I cannot.
But what would you do if somebody stick their finger in your peanut butter jelly sandwich?
Oh, no, now some food. I'm going to fight you over some food. I just have to get my butt kicked on that one.
I got my butt.
Yeah.
And no, I'm
still like
for,
that today.
Clarify.
I fight my wife over some food. Oh, she know. Don't put your hand in my plate.
Yeah,
oh,
my mom
goodness.
Beat my tail. She beat my tail when I got home, and it was her fault. She stuck her hand in my peanut butter jelly. I got a whooping.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
A whooping?
No,
a whooping. You know, that's old school right there. A whooping.
Right.
At certain points of Kale's Corner, I have to say I'm left totally speechless. You know what I mean? I just don't know what to say. I don't know where we're going to take it from here. I don't know where we're going. And usually, when comments come from Ron and 57, you know, I'm just at a loss for words. Now let's bring in Big Boy and see his response on the matter. What's up, Big Bro?
What's going on,
hey,
Big Boy?
What's up, man?
Big boy.
Hey, I'm like this. On the whole women MMA thing, the whole women's movement, slow it down a little bit. I like my women soft. You know what I'm saying? I don't want somebody like me rubbing up against my body. You know what I'm saying? Hey, I can't.
Wait. Am I hearing you correctly? You said you like your women's soul. They got to have to tone it down some?
They got to tone it down a little bit. Hey, look, you can bench as much as
you like what you like.
I can't do nothing for you, Mike. I can't do nothing for you. I can't identify with 57 with getting whooped by no female. But you don't have
Hey, man, what if you got food, though, big boy? What if you got food? I got food. I didn't know. Yeah, I didn't know.
What do you mean you got food,
57?
Wait, I got food.
I got food. I thought I popped out. I'm squared off and everything. It got popped in the mouth. And I said, okay, I'm, all right, you win.
When somebody says pineapples, that means you went too far. Pineapples.
Hey.
No,
man.
They don't want you to go over the bridge.
Yeah.
Over the bridge, huh? Nah, man. I'm like,
big boy,
I'm watching them bullets.
What do you think they should change up with the Washington Bullets?
What I think they should change up?
Okay. What do you think they should do? Let me just put it that way.
I mean, I've always been of the same opinion that we need a true big man, somebody that's going to get the job done. And I would like to see, you know, really the game plan, you know what I'm saying? I like to see them be a little more aggressive with what they're doing and get out there, get out, you know, on top first. And then, you know, work your plan from there instead of just waiting to, or not waiting, but. They play from behind too much, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
I'm gonna say two things. Big boy, I'm with you. When I hug my woman and squeeze her, I wanna leave dents and fingerprints. You understand me? You know what I'm talking about? And as far as the Wizards go, I'm with you 100%. And we got Porzingis. And I know there are some that are happy about that, and there are some that are like, you know, I'm going to wait and see.
I can respect both points of view.
I truly can because just with this team has let so many people down that, you know, you can't just jump in with them or jump in the bed with them off the break. So, you know, and as far as the game plan, it really felt like we had one. Seriously. That's part of the reason why the Montrezl Harrell trade hurt so much, because it looked like finally this Wizards team was going in the proper direction. Exactly. But Dinwiddie wasn't happy, and he wanted to leave, and he was arguing with Caldwell Pope and other players on the team, and you know it's just arguments killed this Wizards team all the time.
Egos.
Hey, you know what, Tree? That starts from the top.
That's true.
If you are on a team where the general manager and the owner have checked the egos, look, Pat Riley. Pat Riley has had some of the biggest superstars that we know play under this Miami Heat shield. We ain't heard nothing about no fights in their locker room. You ain't heard nothing about nobody not liking nobody. Bama's actually taking a dump in other Bama's shoes. We you know, hey, and real quick, I got to say this. Man, Ron and I talked about this morning. It was wild for me to see the Lynn Bias situation on Snowfall last night.
Mm.
That thing took me back. It really took me back, and we don't know if it actually happened in that manner which they showed it, but it was like, wow. It brought up so many old emotions and feelings, you know, from when we lost Lynn Bias. It was just like, wow, Snowfall.
That was devastating.
That was our I said, you know, and to see Bias and his teammates have the same conversations that we were having in the barbershop, you know, who would be his biggest threat in the league. And he brought up Michael Jordan. And they said, the racist people in Boston and the cold winters in Boston, you know. And all of these things are what we were saying. And it was partly cool and partly disheartening at the same time, because I felt all those old feelings again about how a guy that I actually played basketball with down at Anacostia Park, a guy that I actually, I didn't know him personally, but I knew him on the basketball court. Everybody knew Lenny Bias on the court. So, you know, that was snatched away from him, you know, from us. The star that was snatched away from us, including his family. You know, it was wild to see that on Snowfall last night, you know.
Stuff like that. That's why I don't watch Snowfall and I don't watch stuff like that. Like I watch Kung Fu, like stuff like Tech Walker, Texas Ranger and stuff. I watch stuff like that. Like it's not real. It is not real. No. It can't be real.
You
know what I'm saying? Stuff that's not real. That's what I like. That's gonna make me cry. That's gonna make me cry. Even though some of
gonna make you cry.
Make me cry. But that would have made me cry, because that would have hit home.
But
like,
sis,
oh,
come on,
I
sis.
I don't watch.
Come on, sis.
Like
you
that.
Cry for anything. You
I
cry
do.
For anything,
oh,
sis. Come on.
But 57. In my defense, listen. If I would have watched that, I would be still right now crying about it. Like,
hey, I ain't gonna lie. I cry.
Still crying about it. That's why I can't watch.
I ain't gonna
like,
lie.
I will watch a Bambi movie and he get killed. I'm gonna cry. Yes, I'm gonna cry. I need my tissues, all that.
Hey,
I'm gonna cry.
Yes. All I'm gonna say is don't sleep on Bambi, man. Just because it's a cartoon, don't sleep on Bambi, Joe. Bambi.
Can I say this?
Go ahead.
Can I say this? If Lynn Bias was alive today, and somebody mentioned the Bulls, the Celtics and the Bulls rivalry would have been.
I'm glad you said it.
It would have been epic, because Lynn Bias was Kevin Durant before Kevin Durant. Only difference is Kevin Durant with the Texas Longhorns, he got his, you know, thing going in the Big 12. But the thing is, the ACC, you know, was North Carolina and even NC State at the time. You know, they was up in the race. ACC was the conference to watch, and Big East was a close second. I ain't gonna lie. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I'm a Georgetown Horse fan, but had Lynn Bias. You had Lynn Bias was tearing up the league, man.
He was
June
7th. I'm sorry.
See, this is going to bring up some old feelings. Like, they sabotaged him. They didn't want him to beat up Michael Jordan. So somebody did that to him on purpose.
Well,
See, now we're going somewhere else. You know what I'm saying?
Let me say this before we stop. Let me say, if Lynn Bias had lived, Michael Jordan would not have had as many championships in the NBA. Lynn Bias is the only player that Michael Jordan could not dominate in the ACC. Leon Bias could jump out of the gym and was a great player. And if he had got to Boston and hooked up with Bird, they'd have won at least one or two championships with the two of them together. Michael Michael would have been great, but I don't know if they've been saying Michael was the greatest player in the NBA. I don't know. Yeah. Len Bias was a great player.
I'm gonna say this real quick, Ron. I saw that man Saturday morning, Sunday afternoon down at Anacostia Park. And monster he was, man. I mean, when you're on the court playing with someone and you stop playing to admire and watch, that person is doing something special. That person, because everybody thought they were Dr. J or Clyde or even the point guard, the one MJ can't stand, Isaiah. You know,
Isaiah.
Everybody
Isaiah Thomas.
Yes. So to have the talent to make guys who know beyond a shadow of a doubt they have talent stop and watch you do your thing, you're something special.
Yeah.
You are something special, you know.
Sis.
Yes.
I wanted to say one thing real quick. You need to watch this movie called The Awakening with Robert De Niro and Robin Williams. You've seen it? You cried the whole movie there, didn't you?
I think so. I think I've seen it. I think I did cry.
No, I was just cracking a joke, but yeah.
That movie.
That would have you that would have you on your knees crying almost.
Yeah, it's almost hurting one time.
Yeah, that's a sad. That's a good. It's a good movie, but you have to be careful to have you howl all in your face.
Yes.
You ain't never left. All right, Cisco. All right, Cisco and Ebert.
Nope. We'll be right back.
Playlist going on right now. Okay. I like that.
I ain't even gonna lie to y'all, man. This song brought tears to my eyes because I can recall, you know, family get-togethers. And again, like I say, she was no stranger to getting up and boogieing. You know what I mean? And they would every family get together, they would have to play that song, and she would appreciate it by the way she danced and enjoyed herself. So you know,
exactly.
And you know what? I really think about it, y'all, and as I think about it, I'm happy at the fact that she had those times with us, that she really enjoyed herself. I mean, hair relaxed. She didn't care what she had on, how she looked. Her song
right.
was on, and she was going to party. You hear me?
There you
she
go.
Was going to let everybody know, yeah, this your mind. You know what I mean? So, I appreciate you all for allowing me to, you know, share the experience because it's making me feel better. Each and every song, with each and every word said. So, you know, I appreciate it.
Yeah.
And I thank you guys again.
You talking about some tears. I really got some tears there.
You're an idiot.
Oh, man, stop
crying. I mean, that was so sweet, Kel. That was the sweetest thing I've had.
I
got to go on mute for a minute.
Yes, go.
Yeah, right. Anyway, hey, listen, y'all. We've been what, 2-3 weeks into the NFL offseason, and I mean, I know a lot of it is just speculation, and there's nothing to talk about. So let's make something to talk about, but. I mean, I'm hearing names like Aaron Rodgers, Ezekiel Elliott, Russell Wilson. I'm hearing names of some prominent players looking to make a move or change their seating, we'll say. I have to ask you, Tang, I'm going to ask you first. What do you feel about these rumors going on about your man Ezekiel?
This is the first time I heard about it. As soon as you said something, bro, I ain't lying. And if they doing that, Zeke was just an average running back last year, man. He wasn't there. You know what I'm saying? You know
right,
he did.
Right.
He blocked when he was supposed to, but getting yards and being the Zeke that we all used to sing, I mean, you know, I haven't heard nothing, but I'm a definitely look into that though. If that's what they're doing, man, I just gotta wait and see what's going on. That's all I can say, baby.
When it comes to Zeke, they're speaking on him taking a pay cut, you know, rearranging his contract so other moves can be made. And I think he should too.
That's right. I think he should too. If he want to stay there, and that's what they're talking about, because I did hear them talking about the receivers, though. I did hear them talking about the receivers, because me and 57 was talking about that earlier. But about Zeke, what you just said right there, and I'm absolutely with that right there. Because he have to. I mean, you know, if we plan on doing something, he got to take a cut because we need something else back there. He's not going to play the whole season. I already know that.
Right,
at least not every game. He might be there every game, but he ain't going to play every game.
No.
No doubt.
You know what I'm saying?
No
and he
doubt.
Might
That's
be out
true.
There suited up or not, but he haven't done it in a while. So I'm not expecting for him to do it again. I'm not expecting for him to do it next year, honestly. I just know
Go ahead, Tony.
Yeah.
No, I was just saying. I just know that, you know, I already know Kellen Moore is going to be the offensive coordinator. If he can be a little smarter sometimes and put an extra blocker back there, you know, run a wishbone or even bring an extra tight end back there sometimes, man. Zeke needs that. He need a lead blocker right now. He's not the same person that he was 3 years ago. He can't just keep on going up in there blasting on people because he's definitely going to go out there. He need a lead blocker, man. That's why, I wish Sean Payton had came in this year because I would have saw that without a doubt. One thing I know about Sean Payton, He going to run that man the way he's supposed to be ran. You know, hey, they didn't do it with Kellen Moore this year, but a few times, and when I saw it, I was happy. But I need to see it 90% of the time if Zeke going to be in there, especially if he getting the ball.
Yeah. But if it would make his job so much easier, like you said, if they put somebody back there to block for him.
Yeah, he need that right now, man.
He'd be more productive, though.
Yes, yes, indeed. Exactly.
But why not put people in positions to win? You know what I mean? Like, put people in positions for the whole team to win, not just individual. It's not an individual sport. It's a team sport. And if you put people in positions to win, where they, you know, it would better everything around you. That's all I'm saying.
Right.
That's just my thought.
Right. And that's all I have to say on it, man. Honestly.
That's cool. That's cool. We're gonna move on. We're gonna move on to Lady T, because those same rumors floating around about Jimmy G. You know,
I know.
Those are true.
No,
well,
the rumors
are
true
about Jimmy G.
Yeah, people are, you know, I don't know what they doing. Like, it's irritating me. It's giving me anxiety, and it's doing a lot to my body. So I'm trying to stay calm. You know, I'm trying to stay calm. I'm doing my woosah. I'm trying to speak it into existence. You know, the power of the tongue. Speak it into existence.
Right.
It's the power of the tongue. And I'm going to need you to stop talking negative. When you talk about my team and you talk about Jimmy, I need you to just do me a favor. This is just a personal favor, you know, to me, your friend, your sister. Just speak positive about it, you know. Put it in a positive, put a little positive spin on it for me. Make me feel good. Please,
Trees, I am positive. That's I'm positive better. That he's getting out of San Francisco.
I knew you was going. That's why I tried to cut you off.
That is
positive,
though,
sis. Okay, I'm gonna take that.
I like Jimmy G with y'all, but let's face it.
I'm trying not to face it. You keep trying to make me face something I don't want to face right now.
Did you enjoy your results this year?
What result?
Your result. What was the end of your team's push to the Super Bowl? No, you did not. So it's time for something new.
You're right.
Your team seems to feel it all starts and ends with your quarterback.
Listen.
You can't be mad about that.
Listen, it does not. I'm here to advocate for my team. It does not.
Uh-huh.
It is a team sport. It's 10 more people out here with me playing this sport. So you're not going to put it all on one person. Yeah, he is inaccurate at some times, but y'all ain't catching the ball either. And then y'all ain't staying healthy either to get through the ball. Can't give you the ball if you sleep on the couch.
True that.
So you're not going to put it all on my man GP, Jimmy Garoppolo. We're not going to do that. Okay.
Oh, don't do that. Don't do that. Don't do that.
That's what they were saying on YouTube. That's how they were trying to make fun of my man on YouTube. And I'm saying he's the most accurate quarterback, and y'all talking trash about my man messing with his name and doing all that. I thought y'all heard it. That's why I said it. My bad. So y'all didn't hear it.
I ain't never heard that.
Jimmy Papa.
I sent it to you. It's on YouTube.
Nah, I'm good. I'll take your word for it.
Okay. Well, I'm just saying, they was messing with his name, you know, like he was less than. And I'm saying he's right up there with everybody else. He's all, he's he always get us to the championship. We're always in the playoffs. So where is he? How people keep talking about he messed up and he shouldn't be playing and y'all should trade him. Y'all just want him.
Mm.
Okay, they want him so bad. But he's such a bad player for us. But what he gonna be great for y'all?
Well,
like come on, man.
I don't want
both shoes.
Hey,
you
ain't
had two right shoes and think
they're
going to fit your left foot?
Yeah. I don't want him, first of all.
Second,
he's too small for me, my preference of quarterback. And secondly, I look at what's going on as far as his attempts, his attempts, they just didn't, they left me wanting so much more. You understand what I'm saying?
I'm just like you.
I'm not blaming everything on him. I'm not blaming everything on him at all. But the attempts just, I don't know. It just left me wanting more, and it just seemed like all the wrong things happened at the right time, or the right things happened at the wrong time.
For the wrong time.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It was always a mismatch to me. So
I can agree with that.
You know, yeah. 563-999-3782. We're not finished with this subject. 57, Ron, when we come back, I'm going to need to hear y'all opinion, man, on this one. Yeah. That's how about?
I got one on five, too.
Okay. Bet. We'll hear that when we come back first, and then we'll go to 57, then we'll go to my man, Ron. All right.
Okay.
Mama, this to you, baby.
Let's see this one.
All right. Oh, you're right. Thank you so very much. Thank you. Thank you so very, very much, ladies and gentlemen. Now, look here. But it don't mean a thing if it don't got to go no swing. It goes doo-wop, doo-wop. We're gonna do this one over, y'all. By special request, y'all. You got that go-go swing. We're gonna do it for Sean and Vinny of Howard University. If any, Vinny and Sean known to party to dawn. They're gonna do wop, do wop, do wop, do wop, do wop, do wop. All right, thank you. I wanna see the people, not signs. Yes, I get a groove when I look at you. If it don't got to go no swing. Y'all wanna sing it for me? Hit it. Hit it now. Let me hear ya.
Do-wop. I'm talking about no summertime cookout was complete without at least one Chuck song. You hear me?
Okay.
You hear me?
Yeah.
Yes.
Hey,
all right, now, you know what I mean?
That's right.
You know?
That's everywhere.
I need some money.
You know? Oh, man. All of them. Chuck, baby, don't give up. What? That ain't
exactly.
Okay.
I'm saying everywhere. I mean the whole DMV. I'm saying everywhere. I'm talking the whole DMV. They playing one Chuck.
Did he say Run Joe?
Tell us what that online tell Corny and Sid said.
Miss Betty Anderson said, so y'all got anything to say good about the Ravens? If not, just ignore this question. And she started laughing.
Hey, you know what? I can't wait to see your Ravens with Antonio Brown as a member.
Y'all got two receivers by the name of Brown that I think are going to be spectacular in this league. And with the – see, everybody talk about Lamar Jackson and his ability to scramble. But that boy got a rocket for arm. And he can he throws one of the best. He throws one of the best deep balls, no matter the weather, rain, snow, whatever. He throws one of the best deep balls in the league. So I think you guys, Ozzie Newsome once again made a splash, and I know Ozzie is no longer the general manager of the Ravens, but you best believe every move made. He is questioned and asked before they just actually jump out there and do it. So I'm going to say kudos to him for being able to sign Antonio Brown and to bring him to your team, because I'm going to say we don't know the full story, but so far everything that's come out about Tampa Bay and Antonio Brown has not been Antonio Brown's fault. And Antonio Brown has not been the crazy one as portrayed in the past. I think this Ravens team will be, as JJ would say, dynamite. Good question. Come on, 57. I'm hearing these Pittsburgh Steelers might be going after Russell Wilson, man. What's your take on that?
No, we're not going to mess with Russell Wilson. He doesn't want to come here anyway. You know, he got 2 years left on his contract. We're going after this boy, Malik Willis. We might try to get him. But right now, Rudolph is going to be our starter. With Haskins, we're going to tend to Haskins, and he's just going to sit back there and learn. And Haskins might end up being our starter in a couple of years if he stays there and can be a good backup. But we're rebuilding, you know, and that's what we need to do. We need to rebuild our team. We did a good thing. We're getting Flores to shore up our defense, start there first, get our defense going. Then we got a good offensive coordinator because Tomlin is not one. He's just a motivator. He's not a good offensive coach. And so we do that and show up our running game. We're going to be all right. Unfortunately for us, we can afford to rebuild our team. We're not like, and I ain't trying to throw no shade on nobody, but we're not like the Commanders right now.
Here you are.
We're not like the Commanders right now. We don't need to rush and get anybody. We can afford to build our team.
Oh no, damn!
Isn't that what's
on Jay? Well, you might as well get used to it, Kale. You might as well get used to it, Kale. That's the name of the team.
No, that's the name y'all haters choose. I ain't no damn Commander. No, what is this? Saturday morning cartoon? You know? What is this? The after school special? No, we're not Commanders, dog. We're not Commanders, and boy, come on, Rod, 57 trying
hey,
to
look.
Me up, y'all.
Hey, you know what?
Go ahead.
I try to chop the pig on big pills down, but it's still big. What I'm saying is, I'm with you, and I'm with John Riggins. I'm not down with no Commander thing. Look, but that's besides the point. Like. Rebuild, like 57 saying, rebuild is the key word for us. I feel as though we shouldn't get anything from free agency. Like, how long, when we going to learn from that? All the free agencies that we had, they took money, they stole money, and, you know, they out.
It wasn't stolen. It was given.
Yeah.
Did they stole it? Tomatoes, tomatoes.
No.
So they got the money and ran, huh, bruh?
They
took the money and run. Like,
they walked.
It's like,
It's like CC or Dream Girls take the money and run. Thank you, sir. Thank you, Dan. And they out of it.
I mean, y'all was giving it out. What y'all want me to do? They was giving it out. They was calling names. Their name got called. They went up, got the check. It was nothing. What? They called Ron Bowman. What you going to do? You going to get this check or what?
I'm gonna get that check.
But we understand what you're saying, though.
I would like to give me a check along with a championship trophy, the Lombardi. Because, man, look, I could spend the money all day, every day, pay rent all day, everything. Like, hey, look, where's the trophy? I ain't got no trophy. It's like an empty field, a little bit empty when you come out with nothing. Like I ain't got no rookie to give trophy on the shelf. I ain't got no special team player on the shelf. I ain't got nothing on my shelf.
But the money in the pocket, and throw that barbecue cookouts like
Brother Kill's talking about. I don't mind doing that, but I'm still thinking about that championship trophy.
I'd be thinking about it too if I was in the shoes.
Y'all throw a hell of a tailgate, though.
We DC, don't y'all just said don't nobody party like us, so what you expect? You know,
we get down, baby.
We give you what you want, and I'm telling you, there have been times, y'all. There's been times where I've gone to the tailgate and come home and watch the game. People out there like, DV Kale, you don't want tickets, man? I got tickets, you know, and I'm like, nah, dog, the best ticket is in my living room. You know? I can drink as much as I want. I can eat as much as I want.
Back when the other
live bases was a part of my party, I could do that. You know what I mean? I just really, really enjoy myself at home in my living room. And listen, smoke the Marlboros. And listen, I'm going to tell you one thing. We got cowbell, whistle, megaphone, everything. My neighbor moved beside me, and she said, boy, y'all scared the hell out of me. She said, I heard yelling and whistles and all that going on, and I didn't know what was happening. I said, hey, baby, my wife's the football team was on. That's what was happening.
Okay.
She said, oh, Lord, I'm going to have to deal with this all football season. She said, I'm going to have to deal with this all football season. I said, yep, and hopefully the playoffs.
I'm all paid up. You sure is.
Hey, yes. Can I say this much?
Go ahead.
You brought me back, and this for all the ones that's in the NFC side of things. You had CBS. You had John Madden and Pat Summerall. And, you know, like, watching sleep. They was the reason why, like, I don't watch CBS football like that, because back in the day, CBS was the NFC side of things. You know, you hear John, it was a privilege to hear John Madden every week, unless they was on NBC. And, you know, and I understand when you come from, people come from the tailgate, and look, Pat Summerall and John Madden, this is why we go home. And, you know, and he's talking about food while commentating.
Especially when they were covering games at RFK, and they talked about walking through many different tailgates and how everybody had their bratwurst going, their hamburgers going, and look, and one or two people sneaked some North Carolina. Had smoked up this joke. Look at him, boy.
Say, what?
It's an all-night party.
Hey,
listen, I'm going to tell you, too. I have been down to FedEx Field, and some people have, especially during the night games, right after the tailgate, they have a TV out there. Turn the TV on and watch the game right out in the parking lot. So, man, we got to get back to them days, man. We got to get back to them days. I'm going to say, for my part, with this Washington football team, first of all, y'all have to start telling the truth, okay? And in telling the truth, I'm coming from a standpoint of what you need and what you need to do. I've already said that I'm going to give Ron Rivera a pass on last year because the man had issues dealing with cancer off the field.
Right.
And it is impossible.
Right.
It is impossible for us to expect this man to really, really put out mentally and physically going through cancer. That's unfair to ask that of him. So I'll say that. But what I'm going to say this year, dude, this is your put up or shut up year. It really is. It seriously is. And that standing on the sideline with your arms folded and looking as if you don't know. Yes. And knowing something stinks. The offensive play, the defensive play calling. It all stinks. You know it.
Oh.
That's why he's sitting over there looking like that. Because he know that sugar honey iced tea ain't nothing. Ain't nothing. I'm sick and tired of seeing my team. See, y'all have got me started, and now I'm going to go. I'm sick and tired of seeing my team playing against other teams in the league, and it's almost as if these teams know what play we're calling. It's almost as if
they
practice with us. It's almost as if they did a walkthrough with us. Okay, first quarter, our third play is going to be this. Oh, you know what? We can pick that.
Right.
And I'm sick of the nonchalant approach that we're receiving from our coaching staff. The whole staff, you know, and the players. I'm sick of that. I'm ready to see these guys play the game like their hair and Cookie Letter is on fire. You know what I mean? That's what I'm ready to see. I'm sick of this. Okay, we'll get them next time, and trying to preach us. In the NFL, you have to just give up and move on to the next game. No. Let me tell you something. You learn more in a loss than you do in a win. So why aren't you
having
this damn press conference and telling us we're going to go over the things that did not work for us, we're going to make them right, and we're going to do everything to put a better effort out next season. That's what I want to hear. I don't want to hear, and then throwing people under the bus. Well, these guys didn't do this, and those guys didn't do that. Well, dude, how about instead of going into next week with these guys not doing this and those guys not doing that, you get your A, Crooked Letter, out there and show them as a head coach.
Get the mute button.
Somebody pour some water on this dude.
Get the mute button.
somebody pour some water on this dude, man.
Hey, look. What the hot boy say? The block is hot? Nah, the corner hot today, baby.
The corner hot today. Hey. That's why we let him go last. We knew he had a list of stuff.
I had to mute y'all, right? So I'm talking online to the people that's online. I had to mute y'all. I said, hey, man, he going off. He about to go on. I had to tell the people online.
Somebody wrangle this dude in. He go.
I'm going to change this up.
I got one question.
Go ahead.
The truth, though. Was anything
you was on point, man. But I know you got a lot more to say, and
I don't think we would have heard Miss T tell everybody how much she loved everybody and all that if you didn't have
exactly.
gone, bro.
You know what? I'm surrounded by
family. That's all. He came back Tuesday. We ran out of time the other night, but I will tell y'all, I loved y'all last week.
Great lady, team.
Get over, lady. Ain't no NBA game tonight, but it's a good Charlie game coming on, man.
No, we
Ohio,
got enough time. 3640, we good. Y'all could have let us go for another 5 minutes.
Yeah, but don't y'all want to talk about that good old Ohio State and Illinois game tonight? That's gonna be a good game, man. 9 o'clock.
Oh, but go
that
ahead.
Big Ten
game.
FS1.
See, I'm gonna be honest. I really don't get into college basketball like that. I'll take a grant. But I really don't get into it until March Madness. March Madness,
no
doubt. I'm dead.
I'm with you with that, Kale. But when they have some good games coming on, especially on mm-hmm. Sunday, Ohio State play Maryland. I'm gonna be watching that one too. When them type of games come on, I make sure I pay attention to them. That's all it is.
But Maryland, because
they in conference games.
Yeah, I know they have, but I still look at them. You're right.
Well, I'm college basketball all the way. I'm like you, sis. As many as I can. Me and sis be on the phone talking about that college basketball and football.
Yeah.
I be on that.
I don't have that many.
I love it.
Yes.
I love it.
Yes.
I hate to say it, but I think this is Duke year.
Duke is bro.
It's good.
You think
so?
What about good? Yeah, what about
Kansas,
Purdue?
Bro?
Kansas.
Ooh, Purdue look good, too.
Yeah, what about Purdue? Yeah.
Yep. But see, you know who they got number one? Gonzaga always number one.
That's
straight fundamental.
You know what?
Where they gonna run you
all I'm going to say is this. Gonzaga, y'all can have – Get him, bro.
Get him. 10 more minutes, go.
Both of the sports that I love in this area seem to have the same daggone problem. Y'all giving these guys cherish and hold the spot for them because they like them and this and the other day. Hey, listen, this is how you know when a player is sorry as hell. When the commentators start talking about their wardrobe. These Bammers went on a 5-minute conversation about Kispert's
pants. Come back to the phone, bro.
Really?
I can't hear you.
I said these Bammers went on a 5-minute conversation about Kispert's headband. Really?
Oh, no.
We really just going to talk about this man's about. Headband.
Mm.
Come on, man. Listen. And I know what y'all say about Tommy Shepard. And everything, but Tommy made a crazy move, man. Let my man Montrezl Harrell go. And Tank, I know you say
they ain't gonna get over that.
I know you say Tank.
I was mad Montrezl Harrell was gone too. I was mad he was gone too. I was with you. I wasn't as mad as you, but I was with you.
Mm-hmm.
Because I like Montrezl Harrell. I like the grit. I like all that. I feel you. He was a leader. All that in the locker room. Glue piece. Keep everything together.
Yeah, man.
The person that we got to fill his shoes is just as better as Montrezl Harrell. He might not give you the grit.
Who is that?
Porzingis. He's going to play, hopefully, Porzingis when he plays Friday night. Porzingis going to give more than what Montrezl Harrell gave you, except for the grit. We don't know if he's not going to be a leader. I done seen Porzingis give you a little mug when he get upset. He just don't give it to
leadership.
You every play.
Leadership,
we don't. Hey,
dog.
Look, We got Kuzma. Kuzma going to be – we listen to – we talked about this, Big Buck.
Yeah.
We talked about it. You know that. You keep forgetting. You when you go off, you be forgetting about everything we talk. Kuzma.
No. Kuzma. But Kuzma disappeared that time. He's not a
okay, then
we
going and then guess what? We're going to have to find out who it is. We like you say,
yeah.
We can't keep rebuilding. We're going to have to find out who it is then. When we
no,
might,
we don't
we
want Zion.
Find out, if we might find out in these next 20-some games, we might not. But I'm with you. We don't have a leader right now. But we got to mm-hmm. we got to see who we got on the team that's going to step up to do that.
But we got chemistry, and that's important.
That's what
yeah,
that
you have chemistry.
Yeah, chemistry is important.
Very.
Why we don't
need
Zion?
You can have any. You can have any talent. If you can have any talent on the team, but if you ain't if it ain't no chemistry, you ain't gonna be able to win no game. Hmm.
Let's
wow.
bring our man Marcus in. Late caller, what's up, Mark?
What's up, Marcus?
Well, where you
man,
been at,
man?
What's
man,
happening with you?
You know, trying to rub two nickels together.
Oh, man.
That's
I ain't
all.
Mad at you.
That's
I ain't
all.
Mad at that at all.
I was on another corner trying to get to my favorite corner. That's all.
I know that's right. I know that's
oh,
right.
Oh, man.
Yeah,
oh,
I was
indeed.
In the trap trying to get to the trap. I don't understand.
Uh-oh.
Yeah,
I know, that's right.
Hey, views and points expressed by Marcus are not by Kale Corner or the call.
Hey, my brother.
Yeah.
Hey, I got Edgar McCatchy real quick. The trap is anywhere where you make your money, brother.
Oh, man.
Anywhere
oh,
where
man.
You make your
so
money,
now.
That's the trap.
So enough. Well, tell me what you think about this trap that is the Washington Wizards.
well, right now it's hard to say, man, because we still haven't seen our boy get out there yet. You know, Porzingis, right? He ain't played
okay.
yet,
right?
When does he play his first game? I think it's supposed to be after the All-Star break. We're making the move for the fourth seed. Listen, man, if we do well, we do well. We do well. I hope so, man. I just want us to. I want them to show why they made the moves that they made, because they made
right.
moves and they look like they just doing dumb stuff, man. So, you know what I'm saying? I want them to make everybody believers in what the moves that they made were actual smart moves, man. Because we looking around like, what you did? What you got rid of?
Exactly.
For who?
Exactly. For what? And why you do that?
Yeah, bringing Ish Smith back. That was questionable. That was
hey,
great
well,
question.
Well, Ish Smith is the
can I ask Marcus a question?
But he's solid. Yeah. It's
solid,
man.
I was going to say
he's more solid than
Kisper. Yeah.
I definitely like him over Kisper.
Yeah.
Hey,
Marcus.
Yeah. Hey, Marcus. Marcus, 57 want to ask you a question. Go ahead, 57.
Yes, sir.
How you doing, Marcus? What's up, bro? I got two questions for you.
Okay.
Have you seen this female fight called, her last name is Shields. She's a boxer.
Oh, yeah, Shields.
I saw her last night, bro. She's a cold beast, man.
Mm-hmm.
She is incredible. She's an animal.
And the other thing I wanted
to say to you, Marcus, don't shoot us in the foot yet like you did the Commanders and the Wizards. Don't shoot us in the foot yet. Give us a chance to see to make sure we ain't going to win no more before you say you want us to lose the rest of them, okay?
Oh,
calm
no,
down.
No. We're talking about apples and oranges now, 57. You're trying to solve with me, man. Listen,
You know how I always am, Marcus. You know how I am.
That's just the way of saying he missed you, bro. That's all.
That's just tell him again, Tay. Tell him again. I can't just come out and say it.
That's your term of endearment? All right, bro.
I can't come out and say it, bro.
Yeah.
I really think you know, we're talking two different things. I was really surprised at how we started the year, you know, how our team started the year. And I was pleasantly surprised, you know. And then we start losing, you know what I'm saying, and start looking crazy. We start looking crazy. So they might be looking at that like, hold on, man, nah. We not looking like we supposed to look.
Hey, no,
like
y'all. Hey, hold up. I'm not letting that pass. Please don't be saying no. Looking like yourself. You know what I mean? I got something.
Yeah, we keep forgetting. We was treating him like a female just now. She punched us in the gut. You punched back.
Hey. Come on, son, y'all get back to yourself. What? You try to slide that down there on first. You out, yeah. I'm throwing you out on that one,
Kale, but we do get back to making dysfunctional moves, like,
back to yourself.
And make you scratch in the head, like, why do we do that? Like, what was the point?
Yeah.
You're right, we do.
But we need that good game by
WWE. It's okay for you to say that, Marcus. But when we start saying something just about a player on the 49ers in Chicago, Miss T go ballistic. So that we can don't agree with her on that, bro. Right? Disagree when we're around on that. when it's just Washington Bullet / Wizards corner.
You're being racist, sir. You're being racist. Everybody's allowed to be on the corner, sir. How you get them out?
Is that corner?
I'm trying to call the current corner. That's messed up.
Oh, my goodness. With that being said, the time is here again, y'all. The time is here again. Yeah, no doubt.
Already?
No doubt. No. Just like that, man. And let me say again, y'all, before Lady T. Well, go ahead, Lady T. Go ahead and get your part out.
No, go ahead, bro. Go ahead. We got time.
Hey, man. I thank y'all for these 2 hours, man, for real, dog. Y'all just do not know how you guys have helped me and re-energized me and gave me the power that I'm going to need to you know, console and be there for my family. So thank y'all, man. Mm-hmm. Thank y'all. Man, I can't say it enough, man. Go ahead, Lady T.
Well, you guys already know we dedicated this show to Miss Jacqueline Williams. We love her. We're going to keep her up in spirit, even though she's, you know, been given that sentence. We're not accepting that. We're going to just keep her in our prayers and keep the family prayed up. Can we get an amen on that? Just everybody in conjunction, amen? Amen.
Amen.
Okay. So, yeah, I thought everybody was muted, so I just said amen, amen like that. So, with that being said, you guys know how much I want to love on you guys. So, here it goes. Kale and Miss T would like to thank everyone that supports us here at Kale's Corner. That means we want to love on you and hug on you so much. Kale and Miss T would also like to say that we love you guys today more than yesterday, but not as much as tomorrow, you guys. I promise you, on Tuesday at 5 p.m., y'all going to feel the love. I'm telling you, you're going to feel it. Kale and Miss T are here every Tuesday and Thursday between the hours of 5 p.m. and 7 p.m. Our number here is 563-999-3782. And you guys can follow Kale's Corner on Instagram at Kale's Corner and on Facebook at Kale's Corner. You guys can also log in on Blog Talk Radio, and I mean blogtalkradio.com/UKLMcLean. That's all, you know, one word. So you guys can follow us there too. And we haven't forgot about you guys, about the raffle. We're still working the kinks and stuff out. So we haven't forgot about you guys, about the raffle. And like we said, this show is being dedicated. Her name is, everybody go home and say a prayer, Miss Jacqueline Williams. We love you, and we are praying for you, and we just hope you, your family, be okay. Kale, you have anything else to say?
Hey, man, thank you all again for the prayers and knowing that you all have our backs. You know, real quick, Reese and I were riding back from her mom's house, and we were in conversation. And to know or for your loved one that's going through a situation, to know how you feel, to know mm-hmm. that you love them, it's everything,
yeah.
y'all.
It is
everything. And I was talking to Reese, and as she was talking, I was just thinking and listening and also watching her interact with her mom. And I could see, even in the state that she's in, her mom knows my daughter loves me. And this is why I always say,
mm-hmm.
make sure
yep.
you show your love, man. Because no one knows the day and time. No one. So we got to make sure that we appreciate and love the hell out of our family members. Because any day
yeah.
could be that day or the last day. So with that
yeah.
being said, you guys enjoy your weekend. Remember us. And anytime you're thinking about Kale and Kale's Corner, hey, just shoot a little prayer up there for strength and understanding and,
yeah.
and for me to be able to be there and be that strong member that I know my wife is going to need me to be. All right? Love
exactly.
all you guys.
Yeah.
Thank you for this show. I appreciate today. Listen, I can't say it enough. I can't wait until Tuesday when we come back and
okay.
we do this thing all over again. All right?
Yeah.
Y'all, man, hey, like I say, love the hell out of whoever he is. Let him know he or she are special to you. All right?
Yeah.
Let's have a good one. Enjoy yourself. We'll see y'all next week.
Peace.
Love you, Mom.